From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Welcome to the Julia and Gino podcast, where business meets family. We explore what the entrepreneur life looks like from a family perspective. We are your hosts, Julia and Gino Barbaro. Hey everyone, it's Julia Barbaro, host of the Julia and Gino podcast. I'm here with my husband, Gino Barbaro, co-founder of Jake and Gino. We are in Italy. It's our 24th anniversary, wedding anniversary. We're here with the family. We're here with the kids. My husband's family is all here. Unbelievable.
And what Julie wants to talk about today is tradition. We're sitting outside in a cafe right now having cappuccinos. You see a little, my wife doesn't speak Italian, but she knows what this is in Italian. This is called a cornetto, and it's got some cream in here.
Cornetto.
That is un cornetto. To die for. And what I really would love to focus on, what her topic is, tradition. We're losing traditions in the United States, and they're slowly evaporating here. You know, you get up in the morning, you come to the piazza where we are, you sit down, you have a cappuccino with your friends, family members, you enjoy the morning, and then it's off to work. But that doesn't happen in the U.S. We're all roughed, running to the races. There's no tradition. The only tradition I can really think of, Julia, in the U.S. is Thanksgiving. Everyone takes that week off. I love Thanksgiving for that fact. We go like, the whole family together. Everyone gets together. It's a tradition. You're driving to other family members, and then you take the next day off. But we don't have other traditions in the United States like they do in Italy.
It's something good to talk about with your family is what were your traditions? Because, you know, as my husband's super Italian, as everyone knows, we're here in his mom's hometown in L'Aquila. We've been staying at their house. So there's been how many of us altogether? There's the eight of us. Plus the
15
five of them.
Plus?
There's a lot of people. And what we do is in the morning, the girls wake up, they make espresso with grandma. We all sit outside. So we're on our third cup right now. It's still morning.
It's not even 10 o'clock
yet. But we're on our
yet.
Third espresso. But the point is we're all sitting together and we're having conversation, which I feel like is lacking lately because we're so busy with the phones. One of the things that I did wasn't to save money, but it was to do a detox for me, is I left my phone on airplane mode. And it's been the most unbelievable experience for me. There's no calls. There's no dings there's no checking of the emails. And it's been so amazing because I've been taking the time and hanging out with the family. And I think that's one of the things that we're very addicted to lately is the phone. You're just constantly scrolling, checking other people's, you know, lives, what they've been up to. And I feel like it's taking away from the tradition of gathering together and talking with the family.
One of the reasons why we came down here was the Pope actually visited my mom's town of L'Aquila. He drove past us and to us, and he was going to a church called Santa Maria di Codemaggio. And it was the Feast of La Perdonanza back in 700 years ago. Plus, Pope Celestine was made Pope. He built the church here, and he built this door, this saintly door, that when you walk through, it's called a plenary indulgence. You get a plenary indulgence, and it's something that he started over 700 years ago. And every single year, they've been knocking on that door on either the 27th or the 28th of August, knocking on it three times, opening it up, allowing people to walk through it for 24 hours. Then 7:30 p.m. the following evening, they do a late mass and they close it. And that's one thing that I love about the church. There's so much tradition. There's so much history. And in Europe as well, one of the great things and one of the negatives is in Europe is there's tradition, there's history. There's families that have built this generational wealth, this legacy wealth, and they've passed it down to their heirs and they pass it down to their families and their names live on. When you walk through town, you'll see certain names there that have been here for hundreds and hundreds of years. Ironically enough, this city, L'Aquila, was founded by nobles and barons 700-800 years ago. It has 99 churches, 99 fountains, and 99 squares or piazzas. What they did was they came into the city, they all built a church, all these nobles. They tried to outdo themselves, and then they built a piazza, and then they built the homes around it. And this has been here for over 700 years. And that's what we talk about with tradition, with history, knowing what the history of your family is. And in America, I think we've really lost that. We don't know where our family's from, and sometimes we feel disconnected, and there's no tradition. There's nothing to fall back upon. When I come back here, I feel as if I'm following my roots.
Yeah, no, Gina, I agree with you. And sometimes we do need to take a break from, I feel like not our American life, but kind of, because it's we're so busy. Everyone's running around doing every activity. And we've talked about this so many times on the podcast, is that we're to simplify life sometimes, we just need to realize that we're missing out on so much by keeping ourselves unnecessarily busy. Because sometimes just going home, we come to the piazza, we come here, we walk around, we have our, you know, cappuccino, we'll have another one in a little while, and then we'll go back to the house and everyone's cooking and we all sit down and eat. Oh, it's amazing. It's like nothing. I can't even explain the flavors and the smells when you walk in. And that's what I feel like our younger people are missing, is walking into a home and getting the aroma of the sauce cooking and all the meatballs. And you know what I mean? That's what we're lacking. It's so simple. The simple things in life is what we're lacking. And I think that's, maybe think about it. What is your family? What were their traditions years ago? And maybe even start some new ones, but keep them going so that your children will also keep them going for the next generation.
Julia said simplicity. What can you cut out in life? There may be a few things that you have to cut out in life. For us, simplicity, our children all play the same sports. We're not running around. We have 6 kids, so we try to keep it as simple as possible. We got the whole entire family here all together, so this is a tradition for us. I'm hoping that we can continue this tradition every year. At the end of August, you know, my oldest daughter, she's getting to be independent now, but I'm still going to try to drag her with me. She's nodding her head right next to me. I love to have her come with us because it's somewhere where we can bond, where we're really together. We're having this cappuccino together. We're walking around. We're taking pictures. We're learning history. We're learning about the church. We're learning about the Italian culture. We're learning about the family as well, and enjoying and making these amazing memories. Because I think life ultimately really is, that's what it's about. It's about making memories, these lasting memories, and influencing your children and letting your children know that family is so important. Yeah. That when they need something, that Papa will always be there.
All right.
For them.
Kids, I need to know from you, because if you want to just pan around, the kids are here. What is your favorite part so far about Italy?
The food and the company.
Sophia likes the food and the company. And that's really, and Cecilia too. That's my point, and that's what I mean, is that we all crave to be around the family. We all crave that, to be in conversation with people. And sports and activities and running around, we feel like the kids need that in order to experience everything. But it's really, Veronica, did you want to say something? Okay. It's really about family. And that's really what we talk about on this podcast a lot. We didn't talk about business yet, which is very unusual, because my husband also has been kind of, we 6-hour difference from home. So we've actually had him around a lot because he's working a lot, you know, let's just be honest.
So I'd like to share with everybody. And for me, being here, it's helped me clarify my vision of what I want my company to be. I want my company to be generational. I want to be able to pass something on to my children. I want to have that vision of creating an amazing company where people want to work, and I want to be able to create that legacy wealth, but those legacy skills, and I want to be able to pass that on. That's what's giving me the clarity here. It's like I want this to be my legacy, where my children and my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren know that Papa Gino made a difference, and he's going to continue to make a difference in their lives. And one thing that Julia forgets to talk about with the Italian culture, it's the food here. It's the language, it's the way they speak. It's everything about Italians that make it great. That's the history. I think that's what America lacks. America's trying to grasp that. It's a really young country, basically. It's only about 200 plus years old. They haven't gotten their identity.
Yeah.
It's a weird kind of, the culture in Hollywood's trying to reshape it, but it's not. This culture's been here for thousands of years. The way they sing opera, the way they cook food, the way what they call the dolce vita, it's really Italian. That's what really they're tradition's all about.
Yeah, no, the food is incredible. And that's what, when we talk about food, a lot of us try and simplify a little bit too much. And the problem is we've stopped cooking. We've stopped putting the effort into, like I said earlier, is to get the smell in the house. It takes effort. My gosh, it's exhausting at times, but it's all worth it.
Just try it once a week. You know, you don't have to cook 7 days a week. Try Monday night, get all the family around the dinner table. Cook something simple. Maybe cook some pasta. Maybe cook some bread. We have a cookbook. You can go on the Gino's Family. There's a cookbook that we made, Family Food in the Fryers. It's on Amazon. Go pick it up. Buy it. Go get any cookbook.
Or even so simple, Gino, is literally, like I said in the beginning, when my kids will wake up, make espresso with grandma, and sit outside with all the ants. Just so simple is that, and have conversation. It is the most beautiful experience I think I've had so far here. Because here they are, they're Italian, some of them don't speak English at all, yet my children are communicating with them. It is so beautiful. And so sometimes you don't even need to speak the language. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But they're learning so much, and I'm so proud of them.
And once a week, dedicate one day a week. And then once you see you guys really enjoy it, then maybe make it 2 days a week. Whether it's the morning, if you guys are able to work from home in the afternoon, take that 30 minutes and go sit down with the family and do that. That's what I would do.
Yeah. No, this has been incredible. And I just, you know, ask you all that are listening is to find out what your traditions are, what your background is. And start doing them. Start doing them. Realize in your life what needs to be simplified. Maybe what you need to stop doing or add on what you're supposed to be doing. And start doing it. It just takes week by week. All of a sudden, it's a tradition.
And for me, just go clarify what the vision is of what you want your family to be like, what you want your household to be, what you want your mission to be, and start driving towards that mission. Don't make excuses. Mm-hmm. Proper planning prevents poor performance. That's in every aspect of your life, whether you're creating a business, whether you're starting a family, whether you're involved in family. And this is the last thing I'll say, Julia. It's never too late. Once you stop listening to this, think about it, because we get so busy and so preoccupied, the day goes by that you forget about it, and then the next day goes by and you forget about it. Start planning it, start writing it down, and start taking control of what you want your family's future to look
like.
Yeah,
that's beautiful. This cornetto is killing me because it's incredible, but it has powdered sugar, and I don't want to eat it in front of everyone.
Cheers, everyone.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to us.
All right,
we
hold on.
You.
Time out. Leave us with some Italian word. I need you to speak Italian.
See you next time.
E allora, ti voglio ringraziare per sentirci. And until next time, ci vediamo. Ciao.
Ciao.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.